I'm Pete Sweeney, bringing BJ Kissel once again for Focus Point. The Kansas City Chiefs are heading to London this Sunday at 8:30 a.m. local time. And BJ, this is a 1-6 Lions team that just made some recent changes.
They did. And before they left for London, they let go of some of their offensive staff, including the offensive coordinator, Joe Lombardi, offensive line coach, and a couple of those assistants. And they promoted quarterbacks coach, Jim Bob Cooter, a name may be familiar to some Chiefs fans. He was here back in 2012, spent some time in Indianapolis, spent a year in Denver back in 2013, but he's promoted to offensive coordinator. Ron Prince, another name that's going to be familiar to a lot of people in this area, was the tight ends coach. He's been promoted to assistant head coach and offensive line coach. But you look at Jim Bob Cooter and what he brings to this offense. Matt Stafford said a lot of positive things about him this week when those changes were made. But the guy's never called plays before in his NFL coaching career. But when you're looking at tendencies and things that they've done so far this year, you're not sure if they're going to carry those on because they haven't found a lot of success doing that. They've given the ball away 18 times this season, and they only are rushing the ball 68 yards per game. Both those numbers are reasons why they felt like these changes need to be made.
So it's a 6-loss team that's made a lot of changes. That's something to watch. But you look at this team, they were in London last year. They came back against the Atlanta Falcons, 22-21 win. So they know how to win in London, and that was led by Matt Stafford.
Matt Stafford has got all the talent in the world. We've seen that since he was the number one overall pick, that he can make plays with his arm. He's got a big arm, but he's also made some mistakes. He has 9 interceptions this year. The only quarterbacks in the NFL that have thrown more interceptions than Stafford are Peyton Manning and Sam Bradford. They each have 10. If you can't run the football, you're going to be in third and long situations. Defenses are going to be able to pin their ears back and bring an extra guy and try to create that pressure. The Lions haven't been very good at that this year. They actually rank last in the NFL. Matt Stafford does, with a pass rating of just 48 against the blitz. I know that's something the Chiefs are going to be aware of. It's going to be interesting to see how that whole dynamic plays out on Sunday.
Turning the page now to defense, who are you focusing on?
Ziggy Ansah is one of the bright up-and-coming stars in the NFL, not just for the Detroit Lions. Over the last couple of seasons, 15.5 sacks. He's always been very good against the run. This season already, 6 sacks, puts him tied for 3rd in the NFL. He's just becoming an all-around player and kind of blossoming into one of those young NFL stars. And Chiefs offensive line, they're definitely going to have to be prepared and know where he's at all times.
All right, BJ, always good insight from you. It's the Chiefs and the Lions at 8:30 a.m. on Fox. He's BJ Kissel, and now you know what to focus on.